afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirk and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Lovers of the group Queen, like me, may know that the guitarist Brian May's PhD was about zodiacal light. Recently, because of Mars explorations, we've discovered something new about this. But first, an explanation is needed, as in astronomy, the zodiac is not quite the same thing as the meaning the belief system of astrology ascribes to it. Zodiac is a strange word and comes from the Greek word zodiakos, meaning a circle of little animals. The zodiac signs in astrology do sort of describe a circle of animals amongst other objects and mythical people, which occupy a special place around the sun. The zodiac is a celestial belt about 20 degrees wide in latitude, through which the solar system objects, the sun, moon and planets, appear to move. Traditionally, this region was divided into 12 blocks, and the stars within those blocks were ascribed patterns or constellations. Because the sun rises through different constellations throughout the year, these blocks can help tell where in the annual cycle you are, which was important for agricultural and migration calendars of early peoples. Nowadays, the sun rises through 13 constellations, because since the early days of astronomy, the Earth has wobbled on its axis, so they've all changed by about a month, and the sun only passes through Scorpius for less than a week, as this constellation is now upright and very thin, and is followed by the sun rising through the zodiacal constellation of Ophiuchus. I'll try to describe this another way. The solar system is on a plane with the sun at the center. From our perspective on Earth, the sun and the other solar system objects draw a path over the sky, which is called the ecliptic, and it's round this path that the wider zodiac sits. The strangely named zodiacal light is something not many people get to see. It's not connected to the arbitrary constellations of the zodiac, but it gave me an excuse to go on about it. Zodiacal light is in a cone shape. It's a strange haze that you can see at twilight if you're in a pretty dark place and look towards the sun after it's just set. The faint column of light extending up from the horizon after dusk and before dawn is caused by sunlight that is scattered by an interplanetary cloud of tiny dust particles orbiting the sun and reflected toward Earth. Originally, the dust particles were believed to be remnants of asteroids or comets that traveled through the inner solar system. However, new data from NASA's Juno mission to Jupiter suggests that the particles are ejected from Mars during global dust storms. So it's called zodiacal light because the light from the sun glints off these dust particles, and it's a solar phenomenon which, if you like, relates the Earth to the sun. The grains of dust that are created range from about a meter sized to micron sized and are densest around the immediate vicinity of the sun and extending outward beyond the orbit of Mars. The Juno spacecraft was launched in 2011 on a trajectory that carried it out to the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter before it swung back to Earth for a gravity assist, which gave the spacecraft a much needed boost to reach Jupiter's orbit in 2016. Along the way, Juno flew through the dust cloud that is believed to cause the zodiacal light and was repeatedly struck by small grains of dust. These impacts were recorded by the spacecraft's cameras, which detected unfamiliar pieces of cosmic debris, small shards that had been chipped off Juno's solar panels by dust particles travelling about 16,000 kilometres per hour. So Juno was travelling through a really dusty region of the solar system on its way from Mars to Jupiter. And researchers estimate that there is a thick disk of dust extending from Earth whose gravity sucks up particles that get near it to just beyond Mars, where the influence of Jupiter's gravity acts as a barrier, preventing dust particles from travelling any further into deep space. We know that Mars is the dustiest planet we know of, and that it lies within this disk of dust, and modelling has thrown up that a lot of this dust may have originated from the red planet. How this dust escapes the gravity of Mars is as yet unknown. One of the good reasons to find out more about solar system dust and its distribution is so that we can protect spacecraft when travelling through these hyper-dusty regions. So that's it about zodiacal light. If you go to a really dark place and look towards the sun just after it sets, you might see that spooky cone of light, and that's called zodiacal light. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear and not so dusty skies.